This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Monday, March 25th. Well, grain markets last week were mostly higher, led by wheat. We had Kansas City up 24, Minneapolis up 15, Chicago up 26, corn up 2, soybeans were down 6. So wheat leading the way higher. Some of that is just not wanting to be ultra bearish coming into the growing season, where you got some dryness developing in the southern plains, you got some potential dryness developing in the Black Sea, you got a drop in plantings and production coming for the European Union. So just wanting to back away from being an ultra bear in the wheat space. But there's also a story floating around that's kind of interesting, and it's coming out of Russia. Supposedly, there's a grain company in Russia. It's called RIF. Not sure what it stands for. The grain company apparently has had some complaints from foreign buyers about the standards of the wheat, the quality of the wheat that's being delivered. Now, supposedly, the Russian government had put out an offer to buy RIF a while back, I think in January, I believe. But they wanted to pay like 1/8 of the value that RIF felt their company was worth. So, of course, there was not a sale. But in the last couple weeks, the Russian government has denied any phytosanitary certificates for RIF exports. So they're not able to move grain that's already loaded on ships. They're not able to move it because they don't have the certificates that are issued by the Russian government. So quite a fix that they have found themselves in, and could be forced just by default to sell to the Russian government. The bottom line is that that's slowing down exports from RIF. Now, it doesn't appear to be slowing down overall exports coming out of Russia, but it is a rift going on between a grain company and the Russian government. Like, the government doesn't have enough things to worry about. But I think that's some of the support showing up in the wheat space. And of course, Russia exports hard red winter wheat, and with potential dryness developing, it does pose some support for the wheat space. But I think in the bigger picture, it's just heading into the growing season. It's been very warm in the southern plains. They are looking at, you know, probably advanced growth on the crop, and it just exposes them to a late frost even more. Now, whether they are in the weather situation, they're looking at a mix of rain and snow coming across as deep as the central plains. Further into the southern plains, not a lot of rain forecast over the next few days. The northern plains, of course, and into the northern Midwest, getting a big blizzard, dumping a lot of wet snow on the ground, which is not good for calves, and it would slow down some plantings, but it's very early. I wouldn't worry about planting delays, and it's going to dump a lot of much-needed moisture across the western Midwest. The eastern and southern Midwest look like they're going to get a pretty good shot of rain as well. So at this point, you've got some pretty good planting conditions for the corn and soybean crops as we head into the spring season. Thursday, we've got some important reports out, the quarterly stocks report, and then the prospective plantings report. For the quarterly stocks, the estimate for wheat as of March 1 is 1.04 billion bushels. That'd be up 63 million over where we were a year ago. Corn stocks at 8.43 billion is up 1.03 billion bushels over a year ago. Soybean stocks at 1.83 billion bushels is up 143 million over last year. For planted acres, they're estimating all wheat at 47.3 million. That's up 300,000 over USDA's ag outlook in January, and it's down 2.2 million from a year ago. Spring wheat at 10.9 million acres would be down 300,000 from last year. Durum at 1.65 million acres would be down 26,000 from last year. Winter wheat at 34.9 million acres is up 440,000 over USDA's outlook, but it's still down 1.8 million from last year. And of course, the big numbers will be corn and soybean plantings. The estimate for corn plantings is at 91.78 million acres. That's up 800,000 over USDA's Ag Outlook Forum, but it's still down 2.9 million from last year. In soybeans, the estimate is 86.5 million acres. That's down 1 million from USDA's Ag Outlook, and it's up 2.9 million from last year. So obviously, the drop in corn is going over to soybeans, but it's not as much as what USDA had projected. And that's an interesting commentary in itself, that perhaps the shift in acres isn't going to be as big from corn to soybeans. Now, corn is already looking at a 2 billion bushel carryout. If you're not going to cut the acres as much as you kind of really need to, then I think that just adds to the bearish fire here. And if you get an even bigger number yet in corn plantings, that just casts a really negative tone to the corn complex and probably would set us on another leg down in that market. For soybeans, you know, to not have the acres be what you kind of need them to be, that you've got a demand base that's increasing significantly and fast, that if the soybean production's not going to be there, that's a really bullish outlook for the bean complex. So you really need to get this shift in acres. Now, it's going on. You are having a shift in acres, but it's just not as big as what USDA had projected just a couple months ago. And I think that's important to point out. So moving forward, I think the market's going to be relatively quiet until we get these numbers behind us. And again, the report's on Thursday. Friday is a holiday for Good Friday. So it's going to be a short week. And, weather will be a player here. Weather in South America looks fine at this point. Brazil is getting its much needed rain, but it's really not breaking the corn market like kind of thought you would if you're going to get those much needed rains. I think it's more a matter of what kind of plantings are you going to get? What are the stocks going to show? And I think the market will take it from there. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.